Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
If you'd like a real morning show, please hang up and try your shot again. I don't know.
You're stuck with us. This is it. You don't get to choose anyone else. It's us. Anyway, hey, we got your Mason Jar Cafe Furry Friend of the Week coming up here in just a little bit, featuring an awesome little kitty. But right now, folks, it's time for your Morning Dump Part Day.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump Part Day brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today. Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it. Yeah.
Pump it up.
Okay, so today the work week officially ends at 2:52 p.m., all right? That's what
we did talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to count down the minutes because we're all ready for the weekend. All right. The sun's shining. It's going to be a great weekend. We're already in weekend mode. According to a new survey, that's when the average person shifts from work mode to weekend mode. Hunter and I do it on Monday at about 9:45 in the morning, roughly.
My weekend usually started when I was born.
Yeah.
It's just doing how Brock and I do it. You know, every day is the weekend. Just treat it like a bunch of.
Yeah. It's fine.
Children, I guess.
It's fine. 1 in 7 people say they always try to finish work early. 45% percent of us have made a bigger effort to make Friday nights family night during the pandemic. The top activities we plan are movie nights, family dinners. I usually call it drinking night. Also, 1 in 6 people, it won't truly feel like the weekend until they've had their first drink. Glug, 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 glug.
Glug, glug, glug.
How do you
feel? Why 2:52? Why so specific?
I think it's just an average time, you know? It's just the average mean time that they have on there. So I don't know. I don't know. Really, Thursday night is when I kind of kick into weekend. It's usually Thursday night, like around 7 o'clock. I look over at my wife and I go, I don't want to work tomorrow. Can we take Friday off? And I'm already kind of there. And let's
be honest. Especially when you know you're going to do something fun that weekend.
We phone it in on Friday mornings. You and I do. It's not even a contest.
We're not even real.
No. It's all smoke and mirrors. This is fake. Actually, Hunter and I are still in bed sleeping. We've recorded this beforehand. No.
Well, technically, I'm in my basement in a lazy boy. I'm not far off.
You're pretty close. As far as being in the weekend, you're just about there. You're just about there.
Well, I hit the weekend about March 15th, 16th last year. That's about when it hit.
Weekend, 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 weekend. Yeah, so everyone.
3-day weekends we need.
Oh, dude. Don't even get me started. We should, like, do you think anyone would be upset if we didn't have a morning show on Fridays? They'd be like, no, we understand. We get it. It's the weekend. Yeah, it's the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Work hard for 4 days. You get 3 days off.
Fantastic.
I'm all for it.
Fantastic. So I can be hungover 2 days in a row. That's great. No,
my
3 days.
My liver's like, no.
Don't you do it, you son of a bitch. I swear to God, if you drink for 3 days instead of just 2, I'm going to be so upset. So upset. So, yeah, happy weekend, everybody, at 2:52. Don't forget, that's when you can tell your boss, hey, boss, screw you, I'm out of here.
I'm out.
Lastly, it seems some scientists have no faith in society, so now they're trying to build a sperm bank on the moon. They call it a global insurance policy in the event we completely ruin things down here. They want to send specimens from each of the Earth's nearly 7 million species.
Here you go, Brock. Perfect job for you. There you go. Enough in his rag by his bed. To supply a whole civilization in space.
That's horrible. That's horrible. No, that's not the good stuff. That's not the good stuff. Here's the thing, though. No, Hunter, I don't like this. Because, look, if we want to repopulate the moon, or maybe we run into some alien species. No, I want to be in on the action, all right? I don't want to go into some room with a cup. No, you send me up there with those hot green alien babes and let me do what I do. Not that well, okay?
You want to get squeezed out by a green hand, huh?
Dude, fantastic. All right. Fantastic. All right? Look.
You just have some weird fantasy. I'm not watching Avatar 2 with you when that comes out.
Oh,
I'll tell you that much.
No. That's a movie I watch alone. For sure. Those weird. Avatar babes. Look, dude, you know what? You can't, because you can't say it now. There's no way some hot alien babe comes down, even if she's green and she's got some, like, tentacles on her head. If she's like, okay, imagine, what's a hot chick? Just give me a hot chick off the top of your head.
I don't know. Angelina Jolie. She's
okay, perfect.
Hot, huh?
Angelina Jolie. All right.
Kind of looks like an alien. Huh?
Make her green and put a couple, you know, tentacles on her head. You're not going to sleep with her. You're a liar. You're an effing liar, bro.
You go to the doctor the next day. So where did you put? I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
It's
I don't have a pill for this. I don't have no cream for that.
Space herpes. That's what it is.
That's terrible. I don't want that.
It'd be worth it, dude. I would totally get. I would get space gonorrhea to tell everyone. Like,
here's
all right,
the thing.
I'm on news, and everyone's like, "So you're the first guy that hooked up with an alien? How was it?" I'm like, "Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good."
And space chick would be so sadly disappointed, dude.
They actually
you'd let planet Earth down.
They actually end up destroying.
His dog was too small.
They end up destroying the Earth because I'm so bad in bed. Like, no, Rock, you had one job. You had a chance. Come on, man.
You couldn't satisfy our.
I took one of those gas station. Took one of those gas station sex pills just trying to bring my A game. Didn't work.
All night long. No, man. Right?
All night long. All night. So anyway, there you go. That is
you got a weird fantasy, man. You got a weird thing over there.
That is your morning dump, part two. Nailed it. We'll be back.